damn, we're already starting with the Beer King. But fuck it. I hit the record button, all right? So you're going to have to save that for a little bit. Nonetheless. Hey, welcome back to another installment of the Tony Talks Podcast. My name is Tony, and of course... You can't hear me talk. Ooh, that little dramatic pause right there. But nonetheless, wait. Nonetheless. Ooh, got the little soundboard. Why? Because I'm back at it again at the LMNG Media Studio here with some very special guests as always. You know, Tony never tries to come alone. All right. We got a recurring guest here. Half of the Problematic Boys. Once again, we got the boy Melvin, a.k.a. Caveman.
What's up?
And then also, next to the boy, we got the one and only Brandon from a little fucking clothing line that I talked about in the last episode. A little clothing line from South Central is going to take over the goddamn world, and that is Mano a Mano. So give it up for Brandon, the creative genius behind Mano a Mano.
What's up?
Hey, thank you for coming to the Tony Talks Podcast, gentlemen. All right, real quick, Caveman, we already gave you a little time to shine, but also I need to know, Brandon, you have some correlation with Mano a Mano, so you're looking like a renaissance man, bro.
Thank you.
You make beats, you got the podcast with the Problematic Boys, and then you got some fucking skin in the Mano a Mano game too.
Yeah.
Like, what can you say in terms of you're involved with Mano a Mano, and then Brandon, after he's done, I'll give you your chance to talk about your thing, because I definitely want to hear about your
Dominican,
cult, Brandon.
So he has three jobs.
Oh, like three jobs. Yeah. Damn. Yeah.
That's how Dominican people are.
Yeah. Ooh. You gotta have three jobs, you know. Just, you know, papi, you gotta have three jobs, you know.
Coño, papi. Anyways, all right, so Caveman, real quick, what's your association with Mano a Mano?
Mano a Mano, I am the creative director of Mano a Mano. I'm the one that runs all the events and like.
Should give you a tingle in your nuts when you say that? Creative director.
Creative director.
Look at this boy.
I run basically all the PR stuff. Like, I go to the events, I market, I promote them, and then I see what kind of events we could do. Like, should we do this? Should we do that? I say, this is a good event, cool event. Map it out and be like, all right, so this is our next event, and also give ideas out to AK Raul. He's not here today because he's out, you know, in a crazy business trip,
man. Mano a Mano, we got people moving all day, every day, man. You got big things in the works, bro. Big things in the works.
Crazy business trip right now, so you can't discuss that, but yeah,
top secret.
I also give him ideas when it comes to clothing, and then I give Brandon ideas when it comes to just stuff in general, and advice when it comes to the brand, and tell the models about events we're gonna go to and we're doing, and you know, just keep everyone in the loop.
Nice.
No, you good.
Fucking Melvin's out here like, what a cunt. Hey, using that soundboard to its full effect, ladies and gentlemen. But nonetheless, all right, Caveman, that's what's up.
Modern day renaissance, man, bro.
Out here making big moves, bro. Got his hands in everything. But nonetheless, let's go to the metal, bro, or should I say the Mano a Mano himself, the boy Brandon. So what can you talk about, you know, your clothing line? Like, what do you do? Like, where did this come about? What's the create? What was the seed that was planted to come to this fruition of this flower, which is your own clothing company?
It's a lot, to be honest. Well, the stuff that I do myself is just like a empowerment speaker and a full activist and upcoming therapist and... The way I started with the brand is just, it was a long time ago, you know, just seeing a lot of people just being down in the community, you know, and if someone wasn't going to step up to it, I guess I got to kind of have to step up for it, you know, and this is where we're at right now, where we're just trying to bring unity to the community, you know, and show love to everybody, because in the end, we all suffer from the same thing, you know, just we're all the oppressor.
Yeah, I feel you. Because that's the one thing that makes your clothing brand a bit more interesting, because you not only just do this clothing game, but you also do the activism stuff too. That's aligned
right.
with it too. And that's kind of something you don't really hear every day, like clothing that is made specifically to support an activist movement. So what can you talk about in terms of the whole activist thing that you guys do on the side? Because I know you're always doing a lot of things for the community and things like that. So kind of talk about, like, what's the mission with that too? Because that's pretty dope for Mano a Mano to have, like, that little mission along with the clothing, you know?
For the activists and like stuff for the community, like our general goal is to always show love to the community, you know, so we're constantly cleaning up streets, giving up food, you know, essentials and stuff like that. We usually do it on Wednesdays at Manuarts. Yeah.
But Chicas Verdes and the American Heart Association, shout out to them.
Shout
out to them, you know, and we do it every Wednesday at 9. And
if anyone's willing to come through at 9, give out boxes or just want some free produce and groceries, pull up, we got you.
Right, right. So then that's the thing that we do. And then for the activist things, it's just like we got to stick to our roots. You know, we got to not even just on our roots, but like our own people and like any type of person.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So we're always going to be out there battling for like the good of people, you know. So it's just like right now we're doing the whole Black Lives Matter movement, you know, because it's like their lives matters too. You know, and then
especially with everything that's going on right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And it's like it's not even just because of the trend. It's more of just like we've been seeing it for so long. We've been battling it out with them, you know, the entire time. Just right now it was just like everybody's actually coming together, you know, finally.
It's crazy how this shit comes in chapters, too, because you kind of had like remember the Watts riots and then the L.A. riots. And now we kind of happen with what's going on with like. You know, George Floyd and all that stuff, too. So it's just like you kind of see this like history repeating itself. So it's right. Like and you kind of wonder like and people like wonder like why is there so much tension going on right now? Like it's just the times, bro. Like there's like serious change that needs to be made. But
it's been building up.
Exactly. It's been building up like crazy. But that's why you kind of do on your own thing, too, with like aligning with what you do in terms of your clothing with like what you're trying to represent in terms of the message. I fucks with that. Okay, so. You know, you make this clothing line because of like your environment growing up and stuff like that too. So this is a question for both of you. What can you kind of talk about in terms of like your experience growing up in South Central? Because we're all, you know, from South Central and stuff like that too. Like, what does this community mean to you? Because I know you've seen some things. It might not be the most, like, it might not be the best things, but it really does, like, you know, it really does shape you in terms of like the way you grow based on your environment. So both of you, like, I'll start with you, Brandon, and then we can work with Caveman. But in terms of like your experience in South Central and stuff like that too, what can you say how does that reflect like your vision for what you want to do with like your clothing brand and the message behind your clothing brand?
Well, from what I was been growing up, you know, and to this day, I noticed that like food essentials and like health wise, we've lacked a lot of like resources for very healthy meals, you know, and that's the thing that I've noticed. Like from the present to now, it has never changed. You know, we have a lot of fast food places, but no like fresh food stores or grocery stores to go to and buy products like that, you know?
Yeah.
And from living from back then to now and seeing it, like it built character and it made me want to like change it, you know? I've also seen like bad things, but there's more good stuff than bad stuff when growing up in South Central, you know? Like something bad happened. Your neighbor or like around the neighborhood will ask like, hey, yo, what happened? And you tell them, they'd be like, oh, all right. Well, I'll keep an eye out for you, you know? Like, if I see it, you know, I will let you know type of thing.
Yeah.
You know? And the same thing. Like, if you live in a small little neighborhood, your neighbor, your front, you know, the street neighbor, like across the street, so on and so forth, it's just like everybody has your back, you know? Nobody's like going to be outside looking at your house getting robbed. They're actually gonna call you or call the police and just be like, hey, you know what, like, this is what's happening.
Yeah, it's like an environment that's been painted as like such a dangerous area has like still such a strong sense of community. It's crazy, you know?
Right.
And people don't get that because like you're starting to see like right now, like we're starting to see like a lot of gentrification happen, like coming closer to us. And you're starting to see all these white people coming through just talking about like, yo, like what's it like here? What's it like there? Like they feel like they're like in another planet, but I'm like, that's because you didn't grow up here.
Right, right.
You didn't experience what we experienced, you know, and that's just the way things going. That's crazy to really see how people are so just disconnected from like that bond of like where you come from and that in the streets you were raised, you know, and stuff like that. So Caveman, I know you've been around here a lot too. I know you definitely are like kind of like a reflection of the environment in like a good way, because like to me when I see you, Caveman, I think like you definitely have like the swagger and like the image of what South Central is. It's like a freeform style of fashion and like an attitude of like I don't give a fuck, but in a good way, you know. Like, because you've always been your own person. So what can you say has been your experience in terms of, like, growing up in South Central and kind of seeing, like, how that shaped you as a person, you know?
South Central is beautiful. Because at the end of the day, South Central influences a lot of, like, you can't mention L.A. culture without South Central.
True. Facts.
Like,
facts.
Like, you can't mention music, clothing without South Central because, you know, South Central is the heart of L.A. All that. Basically, that's what I think. And South Central is beautiful. I mean, it has its bad places, but overall, the beautifulness makes up for it. Because at the end of the day, South Central has its own vibe and its own beauty in it.
The beauty behind the madness, you know?
Well, it's actually the beauty that no one... If you had in South Central, you understand the beauty of South Central. If you're not from South Central, you won't understand it. It's like, oh, only from South Central understand the beauty of South Central.
Yeah, because I feel like we definitely have been painted in like this image of violence and like, you know, an environment that's just unlivable. But then like
at the end,
you reminisce, you're just like, hold up, I have like all these great memories growing up in these streets. What are you talking about? Like the environment you think like you're portraying in like in the media and in like society is not what I've experienced, you know? And that's the thing that people need to realize. And that's why people like Mano Imano came about, to kind of show you like South Central in general has the ability to definitely like take this to like a whole nother level in terms of like influencing the culture, influence society, and like kind of like making our mark in terms of like, you know, like history and stuff like that.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
it's totally understandable.
It's fucking South Central, bro. The fuck? Better fucking put some respect on our goddamn name.
Mm-hmm. It's like South Central is going to become that flower you see blooming in, like in the concrete in the cracks. And it's going to explode into something even better, like a whole different like plant.
I'm going to keep it a stack. Hot take, but South Central is the fucking, is the Cali, where like Brooklyn is to New York. You feel me? Like we bring so much culture and like so much influence into so many things. That's why you got so many people trying to fucking move in and shit like that. Which, side PSA, yo, like,
get the fuck out of
yeah,
here.
Yeah, don't move to LA, bro. We're so, God, we're fucking packed, bro.
You go to the Valley or the...
Yeah, go to the Valley, go to fucking... Riverside. Yeah, Riverside, go to fucking Pasadena,
Bakersfield,
Glendale, all that shit. But get the fuck out of fucking LA, bro, like...
Because you're making shit like $3,000 for like...
Yeah, unlivable as fuck. We already have like so much... Like, it's expensive as fuck just to get a goddamn studio here. Imagine when people start moving in strides, bro. Like, that's why people are like talking about going to Texas and shit like that. It's crazy, bro.
Nah.
Please don't move to LA. Yeah. We're overpopulated.
All right.
And we're tired of you guys coming in here just so you can film your little YouTube videos and your TikToks and... All this other bullshit.
And also, y'all be ruining food places out here.
For real.
Bunch of cunts.
That's what they are, man.
They be like, yeah, bro, we finna make, like, you know, all the hipsters finna be like, yeah, we finna make, like, you know, an organic place. I'm like, damn, that's crazy.
Oh, hold on. You know what? I like that you talked about that because, nonetheless, I got a little question for you. Because we saw Central Boys, so we know what's up. What's the food spots, bro? This food spots that, like, because you're right. Everybody's trying to talk about that whole organic. We trying to make this area. We trying to make a friendly, whatever. Like, nah, you making some Caucasian bullshit, bro. Like, we from South Central. We got what we got. Like, so let them know. Like, put them on game. Like, what's the go-to food spots around, like, South Central and shit like that?
Olympian Burger. You know Olympian Burger.
Around the USC area and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Olympian Burger. We got La Flor Blanca on Jefferson and Normandy, I think. We also got Ted's on Jefferson and Normandy. We got La Barca by Adams in Vermont.
Oh, La Barca slaps.
La Barca slaps. And we also got this one restaurant by Brandon's house on Expo and Western.
That's not Expo and Western. That's on 39th.
39th and Western. Yeah.
What's it called, Brandon?
It's
La Miguel,
like San Miguel or something like
San
that.
Miguel,
I don't know.
Miguel,
yeah,
like that.
It's a pupuseria place, I know for a fact.
A pupuseria?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you Salvi, right?
Yeah.
Hey.
And then...
And we also, what's that one place that we went to?
Oh, yeah, hold up. I forgot, bro. You're Afro-Latino, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta remind us, bro.
Were you there?
Yes, I was there. The fuck? Hold on. Let people know. Okay, listen. I got stories about Brandon because it's fucking hilarious. Listen. So when I was doing another podcast, I had a meeting with Brandon because he was still doing the Mano y Mano thing. And we had a meeting and everything was cool. You know, we were out here celebrating. You know, we popped the Henny bottle. We was drinking, having a good time because we were celebrating, you know, the things to come. And then all of a sudden we were going home. And then, you know, Brandon was a little off the sauce and whatnot. Also, shout out to Ghetto Brick, like, coming on this episode. I'm telling you, South Central Base Podcast, baby. We out here in the fucking streets, bro. We got our boy LMNG out here fucking popping a Colt 4540. It's litty, fam. But nonetheless. All right, so the boy Brandon was, you know, he was feeling one. He's off the Henny. So, you know, to him, anything was possible. So an old friend of mine was just like, hey, man, I really like your hair. And then Brandon's like, hey, man, thank you. But it's because it's a Afro-Latino hair, bro. And then he literally went into an entire lecture about the history of Afro-Latinos. And all just to kind of, like, clarify, like, why his hair is so luscious and curly and stuff like that. He's like, it goes back generations, bro. Like, when they came here to Central America, like, there was this, like, they got together. So that's why you have, like, these people that have, like, luscious Afro-Latino type hair, like, Afro-type hair, but have, like, the skin complexion of, like, Latinos. So, Brandon, for what can you remember? Like, put the people on game, because you're giving me a whole history lesson, bro. It's like, yo, I gotta take notes. Is it gonna be on the test? Like, yo, like, bro, like, is it gonna be the test, bro? I'm gonna fail that shit, bro. I'm gonna be like, fuck me in the ass with a spike rod.
Because I'm not going to pass this test, bro. So put people on game with this history lesson you put me on, bro, because you were throwing some facts, bro.
I don't remember, to be honest. All I remember is that we went to the meeting, right, and then we got to the place where we were at, right, and then all I remember was taking the Hennessy bottle out of my pants.
Oh, yeah, you put it in the pants like a thug, bro, like a straight gangster, bro.
And then I put it on the table, and everybody just stared at me like I was crazy. And I was just taking, like, shots after shots after shots.
Hold on, wait, no. Oh, I just took some Jaeger and Red Bull. Hold up. No, hold up, Brandon. No. I didn't look at you like you were crazy. I looked at you, and I was like, this motherfucker? Balls of fucking steel, my guy. Balls of fucking steel. This guy popping a Henny on a, what was it, Saturday, Sunday?
I don't know. What was it?
Saturday. Oh, Saturday. This man was out here fucking chugging Henny on a Saturday.
Morning.
Yeah. No, it was afternoon. Yeah, it was a Saturday afternoon. Wait, you got the ball in the morning?
Yeah.
Oh.
I had
bro,
the bottle for Friday
man,
night,
bro,
but I just brought it out, and I've been drinking since the morning.
Bro, this man was out here chugging Henny on Saturday in the morning making business moves for his fucking... I'm telling you right now, if that don't say ball of fucking steals, I don't know what else, bro.
Anything is possible.
Anything is fucking possible, you feel me? And you know what? I'm going to tell you right now, bro. Brandon kept it... Bro, Brandon, he was confident as fuck in that meeting, bro. He was hot. He knew... his fucking thing was finna blow up, bro. I'm telling you right now, yeah. Bro. Hey, I'm gonna keep it a stack, bro. Putting in this shit together, this shit gets exciting, huh?
Yeah.
Well, tell me a time where you were just like, yo, this is really happening. Like, it's going down. Like, what was that moment where you were like, yo, the fucking wheels are rolling right now and shit's taking off, bro? Like that, because I know that sent like a chill down your spine, or like you fucking stood up a bit more sturdier because you're just like, yo, like this shit's taking off, bro. Because you're making moves, bro. I'm telling you right now, bro. Everything's dropping real soon. We'll get to that in a minute. But Brandon, let him know, like, what's it like, you know, seeing your vision unfold? You feel me?
Right. Well, I think the moment that I realized it was not that long ago. I think it was, I think about a week or so when we just got the shirts that we made. And we ended up getting an email from, what was it, Melvin? What was the place that emailed us? It was it was like some magazine from LA.
Ooh.
Voyage LA.
Voyage LA. There you go. Voyage LA ended up emailing us talking about that they wanted to interview us and our company and everything about, and they were right behind the entire movement. And once we got that email, I think that's when I realized, I was just like, this is actually getting pretty fucking big, you know? And ever since then, I have never looked back. But even before that, we ended up going to another protest where not our entire team, but like some of our team members went out and just supported like this big protest. And like everybody was like wanting to know who we were, because we're like supporting everybody. Like everybody that was there, we're giving out water, we're giving out food, we're giving out like pretty much anything that... to keep you hydrated.
You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Mono and Mono's out here, like, in the front lines, bro. They're not just they're not out here just trying to sell you some shirts. They're trying to sell you a shirt with a message. They're out here in the front lines, fucking taking care of the people out here trying to make that change, bro. I'm telling you, this is why Mono and Mono is out here fucking making next level moves, man. Continue though, but like, I fucks with that. You're out here. You're really out here, bro. And that shows like balls, because a lot of people, they're just like, oh, we support you, and they put the little black fucking square on the little Instagram is cool, but not like you out here like
we in the front lines.
In the front, not only are you in the front lines, but y'all out here giving boxes of food to the community. Like, you giving back to your own community and then fighting for what's right. Like, that's the thing that takes like what you're doing to a whole nother level, because you don't see Abercrombie and Fitch doing this shit.
Right.
You don't see fucking Gap or fucking Old Navy doing this shit. This is only something that's local, because only locals know what the fuck's going on. Some Marvin Gaye shit. What's going on? Some bullshit. And that's why Mono and Mono's out here to fucking tell you it's some bullshit. But you know what? They're going to throw some swag on that, because that's what they do with their clothing, bro.
Right. Yeah.
Nonetheless, continue.
But
I'm out here just giving you the gas.
Yeah,
bro.
I know. Woo! I love it, though. I love it. I mean,
it's fire, though. Your shit's fire. Like,
right. I mean, that's who we are too. Like, as a company, we're always giving a lot of love to any company that is small or even big, like bigger than us. We're always giving love. You know, we always appreciating them. right? And then we just giving a lot of love. Like, that's all about us. Like, if you can criticize us, that's cool. We'll still give you love, you know? Like, we still got nothing but love because that's how LA is. You know, we show nothing but love everywhere.
Yeah, they may think we got, like, a violent background, but at the end of the day, like, we just violent towards our oppressors.
Right.
We got love towards our community, and that's facts.
That's true.
That's it. At the end of the day, yeah.
And then, but, yeah, after that, like, once we got the email for the magazine, the Voyage LA, like, it just, everything just started kind of, like, coming into place. You know, we just had recently had a photo shoot for our new shirts that are going to be coming out on Saturday. Like,
which, by the way, plug the IG real quick, because I'm going to tell you right now, bro. Mono and Mono, they photos looking straight fire, bro. Looking but poster material, my guy.
But shout out to LMNG Media. We couldn't do anything about him.
That's why he chugging the Colt 45 with confidence, because he know he out here making sure that his is taken care of. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yo, your shit looks fire, dude. That's why I took a picture. If you follow my IG, Tony Talks PC, but low plug in, but. I took a picture with your shit. You know, bro, it's fire, dude.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'll be getting, like, I got stupid messages talking about, like, yo, who's that? What is that? I'm like, bro, follow the page, dude. Like, you guys are making serious moves. Like in terms of, like, your designs and your creative, like, you know, like, your creative way you come about with clothing, like, what do you guys do that's, like, your own thing? Because you definitely got your own style. You know, it's cool. It's really dope. And then the way you even produce your shirts is very local. So what can you tell the people about, like, the creative background of, like, Mono and Mono and, like, your designs and things like that?
Well, the creative thing about it is just...
Honestly, when we create a design, we just throw ideas into like...
Yeah, we literally just sit together or just, like, text. FaceTime or whatever, and we just literally throw all of our ideas together, and we sit there and we're just like, all right, I see where we're coming from, you know?
They're,
and then...
Is there just... And they're like, all right.
Yeah, and then, like, we just... Pick and choose. Like, we grab one from this idea, and then we grab from another idea, put it in together. And then we're like, okay, well, this came out sick. Let me grab a little bit more from another idea and put it into that one. And we're just like, oh, this looks even better. And then we go to the second or third idea, and then we add a little bit from the first sick idea. And we just keep mixing everything up to the point where we have, like, literally 10 ideas for, like, upcoming shirts that we have. And we're just sitting there like,
fuck, okay.
And then we're just, like, to the point where we literally sit back and don't even think about ideas anymore, because we just start talking about music and just, like, food and culture and, like, anything. And the next you know, we come up with more ideas.
Like,
and
damn, like, so it's like just, remember, like, remember somehow, I think we were talking about, like, I don't know, we were talking about some food. Like, damn, imagine, like, we had our own, like.
we're going to come out with some Mono Mono tequila.
Oh, Mono tequila. Yeah, mono so tequila. You know what? Listen, when y'all drop that, I better see everybody at them South Central Kickbacks popping nothing but Mono and Mono tequila,
that,
bro.
Or we're gonna make the first Latino whiskey ever.
Oh, Latino whiskey.
That's true. Oh,
wait, how do Latinos say whiskey?
Whiskey. But
hey, Cuba Loco almost had whiskey.
That main idea came from Raul, because this man is a.
He's the, like, the main influencer of Red
Jameson. Red Jameson. This man drank literally a full red cup to the rim of Jameson.
And lost his phone.
Mm-hmm. And lost his phone and got it back the next day. So this man is incredible. Like, he's the reason why, well, he's one of the reasons why the ideas that I come up with or the ideas that the team comes up with
are brought to light, because he's our graphic designer.
Yeah, this man literally, like, spends half of his day creating the design and then putting it in front of us just so we can criticize it or something, you know, and he's just there like, all right, that's cool, you know, and like he doesn't take
it's a process.
But the thing I love about him the most is like he never takes anything bad out of it, you know. He doesn't like talk back to you or he doesn't talk shit about it, and like he just doesn't like say, hey, you know what, fuck you, then you draw it, you know. He's just like, okay, I'm going to see what I could do, you know? And then he goes back to the sketching board, comes back with something even more fire, and you're just there like, what the fuck, bro? Like, how are you just, what?
Like, damn, bro, we have to bully you to get something good out of this?
Yeah, we're not even so, like.
Nah, we don't bully.
Yeah, like, all right, so we have this upcoming shirt, right? The long sleeves that we're going to release on Saturday, right?
Oh, there it is.
And we have another design coming out, like, hopefully soon after we drop the long sleeves. And trust me, like, Raul, he did a really, yeah, like, snapped. Yeah, like, those shits are hard. Like,
but you're going to drop the long sleeves, like, the long sleeves right now, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The long sleeves are getting,
which, by the way,
Saturday.
I'm looking at them. I got one. Exclusive. I got an exclusive one, too. Exactly. I got a little exclusive one, you know.
What a cunt.
I'm a cunt, but fuck it, you know, at the end of the day, you know.
Nonetheless.
Nonetheless. Fuck me in the ass with a spike rod.
You feel me? That's a
But yeah, so the shirts are going to come out on Saturday. You know, our Instagram page is mono.a.mono.co. And then hopefully by Friday, the website link is going to be in our bio. And then Saturday, we're going to launch them.
For sure. Also, I'm gonna have on the description your links to all the IGs and everything like that.
Too. All right, cool. Yeah.
And then if you're able to get the website up by Friday, because I upload Saturday, I can put that in there too. So anybody that wants to buy the shirt,
you gotta remember every Saturday Tony Talks.
Every Saturday with the Tony Talks, you feel me? That's how it is.
That's true. And then if any cuties are looking, I'm single.
Oh, look out there too. Hey, no. Hey, listen. Hey, talk your little talk. Hey, listen. If any females out there trying to get with a young little entrepreneur making big moves in 2020, hit my boy's line. You feel me?
I was just kidding, but I mean if y'all want to,
if y'all want to, I guess, you know, fucking big dicks in your asses. You feel me? Wait, Loki, I forgot what all these were. Boop, boop. Hey,
nice,
yeah.
What a cunt.
I mean, I guess.
Fuck me in the ass with a spike rod. Nonetheless.
Tell the rest.
Boop, boop.
No, I think the red one is the
oh, that's the horn.
Horn, yeah.
I'm still trying to get the hang of all these.
Nice.
I'm still trying to get the hang of all these buttons right now. LMNG Media came and like blessed me with like a studio that's like way more advanced for my knowledge, bro. Like, I'm out here trying to figure out the buttons, the fucking.
You're like,
yeah,
like,
the little gizmos and gadgets that he came in with.
LMNG Media is like the son giving the dad a new iPhone.
And he's like, figure it out.
Right. You over here trying to flip the camera around, and he comes and it's like this, dad.
For real. No, but shout out LMNG, who's out here enjoying that Colt 45, bro. I see you, bro. I'm telling you.
He's almost finished with it, too.
Yeah.
The champagne and beer.
Real quick, hey, Brandon, give him the mic real quick. Colt 45, opinion. Is his first time trying the 40, bro? Give you your thoughts.
Well, it was pretty refreshing. I'm over here slurring words now.
And there you go. Is that good? That's what I'm telling you. It's the working man's beer. I gave him that Colt 45 40 because he said he never had a 40 in his life. So I got him a 40 of Colt 45 because shout out to the boy Billy D. Williams out here giving the Colt 45 plug. And also because Colt 45 and two zigzags from the boy Afro Man. I didn't get you the two zigzags, though. I apologize, but I still got you that Colt 45. But he's feeling good, though. And you know what? He a little bit on that tipsy tip, but he's still out here fucking helping make sure we sound fucking fire as fuck. So
I'm good.
Keeping it together, my guy.
And I just want to say, you know, I appreciate you guys. I mean, you, Tony, and the Mono Mono team. You know, everybody's doing great things. And
you're part of the Mono Mono team. You got to know
bro. Bro, I'm telling you right now, LMNG Media got his hands in all of our creative endeavors.
He literally makes us look super beautiful.
So far,
I
got to
tell you, I'm butt ass ugly, but LMNG Media makes me look like
you're making the boy blush, bro. Like, you're making the boy blush.
Man, if I post something up on my Instagram right now, the LMNG Media touch, I'll literally get at least 50 likes in like 5 minutes. That's how good he is.
Hold on.
Without it, I'll get like
LMNG. Jaeger shot, you're down?
Let's do it.
Oh, let's go. There's still some Red Bull too.
Nah, but while you serve it, I just want to say, like, I mean, you know, since the beginning, like, you know, when I met you, Tony, like, you know, like, I saw, I mean, when you had your other podcast.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, you don't have it no more. But I remember when I met you and then your the other friend that was doing Buzz Talk, like, my whole thing is, like, I like to help, especially, like, people that are local here, creatives, because that, I mean, I'm a creative myself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just touching on the whole, you know, giving South Central that spotlight. That's basically my mission in life, you know. Like, all you guys are younger than me, and then I just want to kind of be there as a support with whatever I can, you know, whether it's, like, with my equipment, my, you know, creative ideas, or, I mean, if you guys have an idea, you come to me, I try to figure out how I can make that possible for you guys. You know, that's always been my mission, just trying to help my people, you know, my neighbors, Because I mean, I love all this stuff, especially if it's something creative, and I mean, like, that's what I live for. That's what I love to do. And you know, I just want to congratulate you on your podcast.
And appreciate just, that, my guy.
Because honestly, that. Like, you know, since the beginning, like I told you, you're very creative, very passionate about what you're doing.
Of course.
And you know, ever since we kind of just linked up, like we've been forming this network, which I mean, unfortunately, sometimes, you know, here in South Central, we don't have those resources. So the people who have to, you know, come up is ourselves, basically. We have to put each other on.
Yeah,
that's the way we're gonna come up as a community,
and that's the way that LMNG Media like really does take it to the next level, because he really is here for the community. Like, anytime anybody has a creative endeavor that they have to go through, like, G's here to help them with marketing, with editing, with anything like that too. To the point where he's literally recording, like, we're recording at his house right now. He got his little youngin' with him right now, his little young savage. And like, that's just the way he rolls. He's just someone who definitely, like, you know, is for the people that are trying to get like some creativity out here in the world. He's helped me, he's helped Mano and Mano, he's helped Caveman, he's helped Problematic Boys, he's helped so many people. So when I tell you that LMNG Media is the literal, like, class example of top quality, like top quality service, it's the best. I'm gonna tell you right now, if this podcast were to ever take off and I get to levels that I never thought imaginable, you know for a fact every single time it's all thanks to LMNG Media. Every time you see this podcast looking sexy as fuck, LMNG Media, because that's just the way he rolls, bro. This man works for Univision, bro. Univision, dog. He's out here. He really got the resume, bro. So, honestly, everybody, all these podcasts talking about, oh, yeah, my podcast come up. No, my podcast is the best because I got LMNG backing this up right now. And if you don't got LMNG, bro, you just not it. It's period.
Like I tell you guys, like, I'm just the behind the scenes. You guys are the talent. You guys are the ones with the ideas. You guys brainstorm all this stuff. You know, I'm just kind of here to back you guys up and then making sure I can, like, give my touch. That's why, you know, just a little fun fact. That's the whole, like, concept behind the name, you know, LMNG. Like, once you have that LMNG touch, that's what
it's perfection.
That's what I try to bring to the table.
Yeah, it's a W every time.
Is that missing element to your creative endeavors? Yeah. Like, I mean, my touch is basically just that, just kind of providing that extra little push, maybe that extra, extra resource that you might not have, that extra door.
It's that extra level of quality. Yeah, it's extra level of quality, bro. Because listen to how good this podcast sounds right now. That's because we're out here, like, we're, like, mic'd up like mofos. I got a soundboard with, like, all these effects. Fucking fuck me in the ass with a spike rod. What a cunt.
Nice.
Exactly. All them noises because of the soundboard provided by LMNG Media. So, oh, shit. Fireworks still out here even though it's past the 4th of July. But nonetheless, okay, LMNG Media coming in, bro. I just can't wait to see how far we go with this, man, because low-key, this is some beautiful shit, man. Some beautiful fucking shit. I appreciate you helping me out through all this shit regardless of what we've been through a lot. 2020 has been a crazy year for all of us, bro. But at the end of the day, we're still out here coming together, making podcasts and making beautiful content for the people to enjoy. You feel me?
Likewise. I'm excited to see how far your podcast goes, how far, you know, Mano Mano goes. And, you know, we just got to keep it pushing. And, you know, you guys are always going to have my support.
Exactly. So let's take this shot. Let's go. Come on. Come on. Let's go. All right.
What's up, Stanley?
Let's go.
What are you doing? He's taking a shot right now.
All right. Chugging the Jaeger. Ooh, big shot.
That's
okay.
A big shot. Wow.
That's a big shot. Let's go. There it is, bro. Big shots with the Jaeger. That's what I like to see. Hold up. Does anybody from Mono Mono want to take a Jaeger?
Melvin.
I'll take a Jaeger shot.
Oh, okay, let's go. Hold on. We got the boy Melvin. Creative director of Mono and Mono out here, just fucking. Yeah. Let's go. Big dick energy. Let's go.
Oh, shit. Oh, he's still going.
Oh, he killed the bottle. Yo. Bro, anybody fucking with Melvin is out here going to get the smoke, bro, because. Bleh, boop, boop. He come with that heat, bro. Big dicks in your asses. You feel me?
Wow.
He's coming with that heat, bro. Oh, my God, bro. Melvin, you're absolutely 100% savage. And you know what? I applaud you for that, bro. I applaud you for that. Look at Brandon. Look at who you hire right now for Mano Mano. You hiring straight savages,
when,
bro.
When me and Melvin go to events, he's my bodyguard because he has that you know, just that face, that mug looking face that scares
bro.
People
this
away.
Man just chugged Jaeger to the dome and didn't even flinch, bro. Nah. What the fuck?
Bro, I'll never forget when me and Edward first drank and he saw me just take the Hennessy like it was water. He was like,
damn.
That's when I knew.
Listen, don't get confused with Caveman, bro. He may look normal on the surface, but when it comes to the fuckery, he is with it to the max, bro. Exactly. You killed the Jaeger bottle. I love it. Okay.
Yeah. No flinch.
It's a fun fact. Melvin is actually my cousin, and that's how he gets the Hennessy from me.
Damn. It's in the fucking
it's in family.
He's fucking Jules, my guy.
It's the Cognac family.
Hell yeah.
Brandon does the Hennessy. I do the Remy Martin.
For real.
And I do the Johnny Walker. Hey.
What's your favorite type of alcohol?
My favorite alcohol, vodka, Grey Goose. I love Grey Goose.
I'm walking
out
with
some
this
OJ. Woo! Oh fire. All right.
No.
Fire.
Tequila. And
tequila. Low key, I'm gonna keep the stack. I fuck with Don Julio, like the cheap ones. Like the Cazadores or some shit like that.
Yeah,
I fucks with that. And then when it comes to rum, Captain Morgan, of course. When it comes to whiskey, I fuck with Jack Daniels. But low key, like if I had to get like drink a whiskey where I can just drink it straight from the bottle, it had to be Honey Jack. Yeah, Honey Jack. Oh. You don't like Honey Jack?
Oh, it's so sweet. Like,
exactly. That's the thing, though. It's supposed to help you like, get it through.
No, I'm more into bitter. So, like, Jaeger is perfect, you know, because it's, like, it's so bitter. Hennessy is perfect.
Bitter like your attitude. Oh!
No, just kidding.
You heard it here first. Like, I got burned.
No. Brandon is cool, bro. He's a free spirit, man. He's chill as fuck.
Hell yeah. You know,
so the ladies, holla at him if you want to have a chill ass time. You feel me? Hey,
true.
Hey, you feel me?
There you go. Follow me. It's called.
I can plug it real quick, Brandon.
So Instagram is the Weatherman. Just the Weatherman.
I have it in the description too.
Yeah, you have
for all the ladies out there.
There you go. No, I'm good there. And then, so same thing with my cousin over here. They call us the Dominican Duos. You see him, see me. You know, if they see me, they see him. And
yin yang.
Yeah, it's pretty much it. You know, and I have the Hennessy. He has the tamarindo or the horchata. You know, and if he has the Hennessy, I have the other, or the Coke.
Or I got the blunt. He has the drink.
True. There you go. You know, I'm the driver. He's the shooter. So,
hey,
and chill, bro. The Skittles are not going anywhere.
Fucking Melvin's eating Skittles. I'm trying to get here to the fucking Stizzy. All right, Mano. I got another question for both of y'all. What's one goal you want to reach like in the not too distant future? Like where's one goal you want to be like, we gonna get here?
We have a lot of goals. Yeah. That's the crazy thing about
it. Yeah, exactly. But give me the big one, like the one where like if you accomplished it, you're like, bro, we made it.
What about goals for each other, like for the brand?
Well,
like separate goals for each other.
The main goal for the brand is to be international. So
honestly, I'm trying to help out different communities in different countries like that are actually like, you know,
bro, I would love for Mono and Mono to go international, bro.
That's what we're trying to do.
Like, you know, the same stuff we do here in South Central, we could do like in
other countries that
like
are
in
third world countries.
Yeah. Sick as fuck.
Yeah, like, that's what we're trying to do. That's the main goal. You know, it's not something just
you know,
gonna be stuck in LA.
You know who I would see buying your merchandise first?
What's up?
England.
That'd be hard.
London. All your Londoners out there, get your little Mano and Mano, bro. Get your Mano and Mano. You feel me?
It's crazy because me and Melvin have a homie that's in where is he? In London, right?
Yeah.
He's in London, bro.
Yeah. We got three homies. I think like three or four homies in London that's already wanting to buy our product.
We got a homie in France too.
Oh yeah, we got a homie in France.
Shout out Dylan.
Yeah.
Shout out Dylan, you cool as fuck.
Yeah. He does. He's.
All of vous franchez all mes fois.
And then, we have a lot of people like that. And then, Man, we're just trying to go international, you know? We're just trying to see.
We're trying to spread our love around the world. Honestly, it's not just South Central base. We're trying to spread that South Central love to all parts of the world.
What's your dream destination? What's one country you wish Mano y Mano can like slap in? Like one country like it's popping. Where would you want Mano y Mano to go?
Damn, international. That's a good question. As in
brand wise or how?
Yeah, like brand wise. Like what's one country like you wish would like be like, bro, like is obsessed with Mano y Mano?
Community wise or brand wise?
Like country. Like what country? Like would you love that Tokyo was just like, bro, Mano y Mano's the shit. And then France, Mano y Mano. Like you got like Mano y Mano the Mano y Mano France store, Mano y Mano Tokyo store. Like what's one country that you wish popping in, bro?
That's a good question. Generally, I don't have an answer for it, but if we end up having a store in Tokyo or in UK or like Miami,
yeah, like I'm talking about like dream it, because Brandon, yeah, he got the right idea, Melvin. Like one country that you wish Mano y Mano was like popping. Like if you were to be like you would go global, what's one country that you wish would recognize your the Mano y Mano?
South Korea.
South Korea. Okay, yeah. South Korea.
Why South Korea? Yeah, South Korea. That's a fucking good.
South Korea, when it comes to our actual brand is in fashion, I'll say South Korea. But as community wise, like us helping out, like, you know, food wise, I probably want to say like maybe Sri Lanka or maybe like some places in Kenya. Yeah. Like when it comes to our brand, like clothing wise, I would say either South Korea or Japan, because those are the fashion capitals of that side of the world. And like when it comes to our community, like helping out, you know, giving out food, you know, medical aid, all that stuff, I want to say like maybe Sri Lanka, India, any place in any third world country basically will be fine. Because at the end of the day, we're more than just a clothing brand. We're a movement.
That's nice. Also true, you know? Nice, okay. And the whole movement is just nothing but love, you know? And just helping whoever's in need. So any third world countries will be perfect, you know? We don't discriminate.
Shit. What's up? I'm trying.
Mano y Mano, India. Fuck, imagine, bro. Damn.
Nah, we gotta go back to the motherland. Mano y Mano, El Salvador.
Mano y Mano, Mexico. Central America. Yeah. Bro, Mano y Mano, Brazil. Fuck, imagine.
That'd be sick.
Yeah.
A Dominican Republic. Fucking Belize. That damn Belize would be hard.
Stupid hard. Hey, yeah. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back because I need to take a leak. So we'll be right back in one quick second of editing because we have the magic of editing.
All right,
give us
night.
A second. Real quick. Bye.
CEO of ZTEC Incorporated. He makes the finest jet fuel and the finest helicopter services.
On that Elon Musk shit, you feel
yeah,
me?
You know, Mano y Mano got some Elon Musk stuff coming. You guys aren't ready for that. It's some top secret shit.
Yes, true. Sir. But anyways, going back to the whole topic of our episode, Mano y Mano. So, Brandon.
What's up?
Real quick. I want to talk about one element of your clothing line, which is your models.
What's up?
Yeah, like how do you go about choosing your models, and what do you want your models to represent in terms of your, like, Mano y Mano? Like, how do you want them to represent Mano y Mano?
So for our company or organization or movement that we are, we don't necessarily call them models. We call them ambassadors.
Oh, okay. Ambassadors.
They're more than just the pretty face and good looks, you know, that we cherish and we recognize, like, the stuff that they themselves are doing, you know? So the way we choose the people that represent us is just how much love and care that they have within themselves and how much they want to change the community themselves as well. Because if we have someone that just wants to be part of the team just to get free stuff, we're just like, nah, like anybody can do that, you know? But are you willing to like actually go out of your way and actually help the community? And like, if you're doing something, say as like you, Tony, like if you're a model, you know, and you're doing a podcast, like we'll ask you like, all right, if some person that if we bring someone right now to you saying that they want to start a podcast, like, are you willing to help them? And you say yes.
Definitely.
Then I'll be like, okay, like, that's what the whole Mono Mono ambassador type of thing is to help other people become
and that's what I love, bro. Yeah, exactly. And that's what I like about you is that you encourage things that make people love what they do. Because, like, yeah, exactly with me. Like, before this whole, like, before I, like, kind of connected with you, I kind of did see, like, anybody else doing a podcast as, like, competition. But then, like, when I started realizing, like, yo, like, it's a cult community of, like, coming together. And, like, yes, exactly. But fucking kid, man. Love you, though.
Love you, too.
What a cunt.
What a cunt.
Nonetheless. Nonetheless. Anyways, but yeah, no, like, once I started really getting into doing my, like, everything solo, I started to realize, like, yo, this is really just a community of podcasts. And so it's really dope that Mono and Mono is able to, like, really get out there with their, like, product and stuff like that, too, because that really shows you, like, how much room we have to kind of really promote ourselves and also the people around our community. So, Brandon, let me ask you.
What's up?
Because this is 46 minutes. We're almost close to the hour mark, so we got some time to talk. So I want to ask you a couple questions. And I want, and you know what? Cameron, I want you to help me answer this one, too. So, oh, we got the fireworks coming out, even though it's past 4th of July. You feel me? So, Brandon, let me ask you a question.
What's up?
What do you want for the future of Mono and Mono? What do you see? Like, what's the future? What do you see in terms of the future for you know, what's to come? Let us know.
Excuse me.
Excuse.
The future is... for the company is just pretty much just like empowering everybody in our community. You know, we are a very small company, right?
And then hopefully around the world.
And also around the world. But once we get to that part or that our destination where we're huge.
And then the universe, you know, in case we go to space.
The sky's the limit, you know, we can't deny it. Help. You know, the smaller companies become bigger ones, you know, like where we're at right now. And that's the thing, like with this big companies that are around right now, they kind of just stick to themselves and just be like, hey, you know what? I made it up here. That's about it. You figure it out yourself, like how I did. I went through the dirt. You got to go through the dirt too. Us, this is more like,
we'll help you out.
We'll help you out. You know, like, what do you need? Like, what's up? Like, do you need people to, like, you know, something for your shirts, something for your pants, for your shoes, like you're doing music, you're doing a podcast, what's up? Like, we can shout you out. We're going to help you out, you know? So the main goal for like our company or organization is just helping literally everybody be where they're at, to never lose the dream that they had once, like, in their lifetime, you know? And, like, something like... I don't know. I like using this reference a lot, you know, and like a lot of people say like, oh, you're going to be a copycat or whatever. But it's like, I don't give a shit. But it's just like something that like what Nipsey Hussle did, you know, like he did a lot of stuff for the Crenshaw, like the Crenshaw-Slauson district, you know, and like he brought up a lot of like the black community out there and like stopped the gang violence and actually was getting close to like the LAPD. And then he also even did a whole like a little company or like a, I don't know what it is about, but it's like
a coalition,
I guess, you know. But
uh-huh.
He made a whole building just for like the like black entrepreneurs and upcoming artists and stuff like that. And he got them from the neighborhood, you know, and brought them in there for free and literally plugged them in into like to the whole scene. Like if you were gonna be in like a rapper, he would be like, all right, cool, I'll pick three of you guys, let's go meet with Jay-Z, let's go meet with Dr. Dre, let's go meet with whoever, you know. If you're a singer, the same thing, let's go meet John Legend, let's go meet this people. If you want to be a mathematician, like I got you, like we have the resources, you know. And like that's something that I kind of like look into it, you know, and look forward to doing the same thing with Mono Mono. Like we could do that not just for the black community, but like for the Hispanic community or the Latino community, like, and the black community and like
the minorities
in general, you know. It's just like, here we are. We got your back, you know, like doesn't matter the skin or like language you speak, we got you, you know. And you know, our main goal is to do that here and then travel, like Melvin said, internationally. You know, like if you could do this here and end up doing it somewhere like, I don't know, like somewhere in South, like in Central America, or like, I don't know, like Miami or Texas or like
Mongolia, some stuff like that.
Yeah.
Anywhere where we could spread our South Central love to help out communities out there would be amazing.
Right. So that's the main goal for it. You know, and just always keep spreading love and empowerment everywhere. Everywhere we go, you know. So that's the main goal. Tony?
That's crazy, man. That really is, because it's just like, you take it to that limit. Like, for me, like, when you were going through all that shit, I was just remembering, like, all the times where it was just, like, intense as fuck. Where it was just, like, I had this rage inside me.
Yo, that fucking Starburst I gave you, you fucked that shit up.
But what?
That Starburst I gave you?
Oh, yeah.
The yellow one hit different.
Yeah, bro. The yellow one hit different, bro. You know why?
Why?
I got a conspiracy, bro.
What is it? Is it about a yellow Starburst? I'm trying to hear this.
Yes, the yellow Starburst, bro. The yellow Starburst conspiracy. I'm going to tell you right now, bro. Listen up right now, bro, because I'm going to tell you
something. Mono's going to make a book out of this.
Hell yeah.
Tony Talk Conspiracies.
Listen. The government knows about Starburst, and they know about its effects towards human beings, but they're trying to figure out, can it withstand the coronavirus? So that's why I ate Starburst, because Caveman gave me the Starburst, and I was like, you know what? Okay, I'll eat this shit. It's all cool, no problem. You know, but then as I ate it, I was like, you know, it tastes really good. But then I felt like once it hit my stomach, I was like, hold up, this feels really good. This feels like, you know, like I had like a nice little, you know, treat. So I was like,
damn.
Like, exactly. Right? I was like, you know what? I was like, yo, this feels really good, you know? So when Melvin and Brandon get on the fucking scene, yeah, they're at like, full awareness. Me, I'm fucking ghost. I'm in the fucking bushes. They don't see me right now. Like, you may see me like right now.
Yeah.
But I'm not what you see right now. You
yeah.
feel me?
Yeah.
Like, keep it aside. Like, you see, okay, like Melvin and Brandon, what do you see right now in front of you right now?
Nothing.
Nothing, right? Nothing. Because I am that fucking slick, my guy. I am that slick that you can't see nothing. Melvin, what's in front of you right now?
What?
What's in front of you right now?
Hey, Mike.
A mic.
Is there anybody behind that mic?
No.
Exactly, because I am that fucking slick, bro.
Why he slides to the right?
You basically have ascended your existence. You're
bro, I am cold-blooded like a mofo.
You have.
I am John Cena. You cannot see me right now, bro. Like, that's just the way it is right now. You feel me?
You basically have ascended your fucking physical plane of life existence.
Does anybody else have candy?
I have candy.
Oh, hey, let me get some, bro. Ooh, shout out the boy, Kim. What the fuck? What do you have? Oh, he had a whole Ziploc bag full of candy? What the fuck?
Fun fact, Melvin loves to snack. And if he ever comes to your house, hide your food and hide your drinks, because he will eat everything. And he won't even say hi to your parents.
Oh, fuck.
He won't say hi to you. He will say hi to the fridge first. And that's 100% facts right now. That's scientifically proven.
Survival mode.
That's scientifically proven that Melvin will not say hi to you at all. And he will go straight to your fridge and be like, what's up, bro? You got almond milk? Where's your cereal at? and then won't even ask where the bowl is at. For some reason, he will know where your bowls are at. He will know where the spoons are at. And he'll sit on the table and eat your cereal like it was his. Yeah. And if your mom cooked, be ready to feed 5 people. Because Melvin is about to eat for 5 people.
Goddamn, Tony here really goddamn feel.
Bro, it was just one day.
No, he told me this morning the reason why he was grumpy is because his immune system was eating him alive.
And I haven't ate that. I haven't ate since like the night. I woke up like I haven't ate.
He said that if he doesn't have at least 3 meals in one day, his immune system will kill him.
Hold up, because I remember that. Okay, man, you had the same amount of drinks that I have. How do you feel right now?
I'm good.
You good?
Yeah. How's that Beirut I gave you?
Fire, my guy. Loki gave me a Beirut, and it smacked, bro. It smacked. Where do you get all these fucking candies, bro? Like, all of a sudden, I was kidding when I said, like, yo, Melvin, we bought the fucking treats, bro. And then all of a sudden, we bought a whole fucking Ziploc bag of, like, candy and chocolate and all this shit, bro.
No, my neighbor.
Where did you get that shit?
My neighbor gave them to me.
He goes to the local AMPM and he just steals it.
Hey, no.
What do you got right now for me right now? Let me get one more. What do you got? What do you got? What do you got for me? What do you got for me right now?
He's like, now I got to charge you, bro. You asked for two.
I'll Venmo you, bro. I'll Venmo you.
50 cents.
Oh, wait. He gave me a Butterfingers. Yo! Shout out to boy Melvin with the Butterfingers. Yo, Butterfingers smack, dude. Although Loki gets stuck to my teeth, I don't give a fuck. Butterfingers smack, dude.
Nah, like, what's your favorite type of, like, chocolate?
Kit Kat or Reese's Pieces?
Yeah. Sleep, Snickers or Kit Kat?
Yeah, I got a lot. I got it
gotta be the Snickers ice cream.
All right, Melvin, you go first.
I got a top five.
Top five.
Honestly, just a regular Kit Kat be smacking different. The first one. True. Second one is probably Hershey's Almond.
Hershey's Almond, yeah.
The Kisses, too.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Low-key, a Twix be smacking, too.
Mm. Who's Kisses?
Who's kisses?
Can't say that. Ooh. But we got Twix out here, and then the fifth one has to be, damn, the Reese's Cups.
I mean, I guess.
Reese's Cups be smacking low-key.
Nah.
What you about to say?
I mean, I guess.
That shit is horrible, bro. Peanut butter in general is disgusting.
Well, jelly's pretty bad.
Nah, I mean, peanut butter, bro. That shit is trash.
What do you think, G?
Well, I agree with Edward. I like Snickers awesome. All the way. Snickers and what was that one? Almond Joy, because I like coconut.
What a cunt.
Oof. Almond Joy.
Almond Joy? What?
I like coconut.
Hey, nah, low key. Speaking about weird chocolate, I like mint chocolate too.
Nah, dark chocolate is where it's at, bro.
Yeah, nah.
Dark chocolate is the shit.
Nah, mint chocolate is good as fuck.
No, too. The dark chocolate slabs, dude. Yeah,
yeah bro.
No,
dark chocolate. I agree with Brandon.
Dark chocolate slabs, yeah.
Mint chocolate is cool. Don't get me wrong, but dark chocolate is where it's at, bro. Like,
but not too much dark chocolate, though.
No, like, if it's a lot of chocolate, it's too much chocolate, you know? But if it's just plain Kit Kat dark chocolate or just any type of regular dark chocolate just by itself,
yeah,
that shit hits different. But you like, just be sitting there just like, damn. I could have another, like, two or three dark chocolates.
Yeah, but no. I'm more of a chocolate guy.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah. But, yeah, chocolate's fire.
But it'll be Snickers, Kit Kat, the Hershey's with almond.
What a cunt.
M&M's, peanuts.
Peanuts, bro.
Yeah. And then the
Twix.
Twix.
Oh, Reese's Cups. Oh, I love Reese's Cups.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We just had a discussion.
Honestly, for me, I also really fuck with, what are those, like, I think they're like.
Fuck me in the ass with a spike rod.
Nah, I love chocolate pretzels. Like, chocolate pretzels are fucking gas.
That's disgusting.
Well, you never had chocolate covered pretzels?
Yeah, and it's nasty. Pretzels, bro. Man, these pretzels are making me thirsty, bro.
Nah, bro.
Hell, thirsty.
Chocolate covered pretzels are good as fuck.
And if anybody's listening to this podcast, bro, and if you got that reference, shout out to you. You have taste. You're a man of culture or a woman of culture.
Yeah. Nah,
I don't know.
Because no one caught that.
Yeah, no, I don't caught that.
Apparently.
Everybody's here. Is
it from
culture.
Is it from a movie?
No, it's from Seinfeld.
I don't watch Seinfeld.
Boom.
Seinfeld is the shit. Fuck Friends.
What's the deal with airline food?
Hey, fuck both. Fuck both of them shows.
No. Well, what do you watch, bro?
I mean, I fuck with the theme.
Oh, what's The Office?
I'll be there for you.
I haven't watched The Office either, honestly.
Really?
I haven't seen The Office.
This man is uncultured as fuck.
Nah, what the fuck's the matter with you? See The uncultured Office?
Uncultured as fuck.
It's on Netflix, dude. What the fuck?
No response.
What a cunt. What a cunt.
That's what it is.
Fuck me in the ass with a spike rod.
I've never seen The Office.
Big dicks in your asses.
I've never seen Seinfeld. I mean, I've never seen Friends.
I mean, I guess. Yeah. Nonetheless.
How I Met Your Mother is good, too.
Yeah, that's a pretty good show.
Yeah.
But nah, I think for me, like, my favorite TV shows have to be, I think, Two and a Half Men with Charlie Sheen.
That's a good show, too.
Before Sketch came on there. And I think the last one has to be maybe The Chappelle Show.
The Chappelle Show is good.
Or Jamie Foxx Show is really good.
Jamie Foxx Show is good, too.
I mean, I guess.
And then Workaholics.
Nah, the Trailer Park Boys or something like that is good, too. And Curb Your What is that?
How's the Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Nonetheless.
That's the show. That show's good.
I mean, I guess.
What about you, Tony? So you're talking about, TV shows here, and you need a TV head. What's your favorite TV shows? Like normal.
Nonetheless. Nonetheless. I mean, my TV shows are... Oh, shit. Who did that? Wait, who was that? Reveal yourself right
that
now.
That was Melvin.
Melvin. That was your burp?
Yeah.
You're savage, bro.
That was my burp because, you know, no one's in front of me right now. So.
You feeling sober right now?
No.
No. You know? I love it. I love it. We won't get you sober up right now. No, but it's cool right now. I mean, like, we out here. It's a Wednesday. We're recording a podcast right now. We drank some Miller High Lifes. My boy LMNG drank his first 40. Hold up. Brandon, pass him the mic real quick. How was that first 40? I gave you a Colt 45 40 ounce. How does that taste? Give me the full review.
Well, I actually liked it. It was pretty refreshing.
Hey.
You know, first time trying it, and now I'm on that Miller High Life, which is also my first time trying it. It's pretty good. I like it, IPAs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Surprisingly, I appreciate you for coming through with these.
Exactly. You know, it's all me, bro. I'm trying to make sure that everybody has a good goddamn time. All right. Pass the mic back to Brandon. All right, so listen, ladies and gentlemen, we reached the 1 hour mark. So this has been another installment of the Tony Talks podcast. My name is Tony. Thank you for hearing me coming to talk. All right, make sure you follow our guest tonight, Cape Man. Let them know where they can find you first.
Hold on, you got me on. If you have me on Instagram or anything like that, my Instagram is Where's the Caveman. If you want to follow me, I just post memes and like beats and all the cool shit, and then. On Twitter, follow me. I don't post much anymore because I got...
It doesn't.
I don't post anymore.
That bag on.
Yep.
And then just Where's the Caveman produced. And if you want beats, hit me up. Ask Tony. I got the fire on deck.
Fire beats, bro. You hear every time you hear this new fucking podcast every time, bro. Just know. All right. And Brandon, where can they find you? Not just you, but what you do with Mono y Mono. Let them know.
So for myself is the Weatherman. And then for the mono thing is mono.a.mono.co. That's when you keep the updates on our shirts that we're going to be releasing, the events that we'll be doing, and all the volunteering and helpful things that we do with the community. And then for my page, I just post a lot of activists and sometimes memes and just about myself, you know, my own personal life and, you know, my cute little Sophie sometimes here and there because of LMNG Media over here makes me look good.
Ooh, ooh.
So there you go.
LMNG is next. Pass him
so
the mic over.
Here's LMNG Media himself. Remember.
The legend.
The legend. The remember,
myth.
Guys.
The myth.
He has.
Fuck me in the ass with a spike rod. He's the best guy that ever did right now.
And remember, he has a studios. Where at, Melvin? Where is his studios at?
In Woodland Hills, California, overlooking the beautiful.
I mean, I guess.
He has two. Woodland
Hills.
Nonetheless. They're getting one in Malibu, and we're also getting one overlooking Dodger Stadium.
There you go.
Y'all ain't ready for that.
Beautiful.
There's about to be three different studios for different areas. One for recording for all the artists. Second one is for
photo shoots
and videos. And the third one is just
for podcasts.
You know what I got to say to that? Nice.
Yeah, there you nice. Go. So nice. Here is the infamous LMNG Media.
The one and only, the myth, the legend.
Let them know what you're about, bro.
Hey, you guys gassed me up too much, but I appreciate you guys.
What you mean, bro?
I'm at LMNG Media. There's just a couple of projects that I'm working on the side. You know, shout out Unclouded Creatives. This is just a project that we started off with the homie Matt.
Shout out, Matt.
Where that just comes back to the whole mono message where we're trying to highlight, you know, the people in South Central or the creatives, giving them an opportunity, giving them a platform so they can promote themselves and stuff. So, you know, on Instagram, you can look us up as Unclouded Creatives. You could also look me up as, you know, LMNG Media. I don't really post too much on there because, you know, I'm busy with all these other side projects that I'm doing, just helping out everybody else. But.
Nice.
Nonetheless, you know, we still out here, you know, you're still trying to, like,
I mean, I guess,
be as creative as we can, just helping out anybody else in the community, however I can't help.
All right, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. So listen, we have reached the final installment of this episode. My name is Tony. Thank you so much for hearing me talk. So this has been Tony with my special guest.
Caveman from Mono Mono.
And
Brandon from Mono Mono. And
Element G Media.
And thank you so much for joining us in this episode. All day from Mono and Mono. Make sure to follow everybody who I post in the description right now when they upload this episode on the upcoming Saturday. Make sure you follow us on all the social medias. And you know what? Do me a favor. Stay safe, stay beautiful, but most importantly, stay safe. I appreciate you. See ya next Saturday. Bye-bye.